going on, Tater Tots? This is Tim Hurd filling in for Patrick, and I am here with Abe Peters. What's going on, Abe?
Hey, Tim, thanks for joining me. We are the Couch Potatoes. This is the comedy podcast, or somewhat comedy podcast sometimes, where we answer your questions, we give you some questionable advice, we talk a lot about the sciences, even though we know nothing about it. And no, in case you were confused, Patrick does not have a PhD. That is not a thing that actually exists.
We wish he did, though.
No, he doesn't. He's not a science man. Are you kidding me?
But he could have a PhD in other things. Isn't that right?
Like?
I don't know, like maybe non-science materials like history. Yeah, I've never really considered myself to be one of those people that would go out and get a PhD. But if someone wants to just give me one, by all means,
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. We're here. We're doing our thing. And somebody's just like you come home from a day of work and there's just one sitting on your doorstep. Like someone Amazon Primed it to you.
That'd be perfect. Just a piece of paper that I didn't have to pay for. Why not?
Let's get into our questions today, Tim.
Absolutely. That sounds perfect.
All right. So our first question comes from Roundy Boy, which is Cameron. He sent it to us on Instagram. Is having a podcast easy? Now, I wanted to tackle this one today with you, Tim, because you also have a podcast. And at the risk of advertising yourself, what's your podcast about?
Well, what I do is I crack open a different beer every episode. I talk about that beer, tell some stories. And then I play some Hate It or Love It with a guest. And you, my friend, have been one of those guests. And we talked about the Great Lakes one day. And that episode was the only episode that had 5 Hate It or Love It so far. So it was pretty special.
I feel very special. And if I'm not mistaken, you have a beer right now, don't you?
I do. I am drinking something from Cowbell Brewing Company, Hazy Days. It's a hazy, juicy IPA, 6% alcohol. Just after a good nap after work, why not crack open a beer?
You know, we started this video call and I saw you take a drink and I'm very confused because you're 3 hours ahead of me right now, right? So like to me, it's noon. You're having a beer at noon on a Monday. I was very, very concerned.
If we were in the same city and it was noon for both of us, I'd probably still be drinking a beer. Why not?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. No, I can't fight you there. So, but from your experience, you've had a podcast a lot longer than we have. Is having a podcast easy? Is it hard? What are the challenges involved in that?
Well, there are some challenges regarding even just creating a podcast. I find it took me a while to find a structure. And I'm always constantly trying to find ways to improve on my structure of my podcast. So when I first started, I was just like, give me a mic. I'm just going to start ranting about stuff and drink beers. And when you drink multiple beers and you have a microphone, things are always going to turn out worse than you expected. And so the first like 10 episodes, not even worth listening to. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you right now, it's just the audio level's terrible and I'm yelling and screaming. And it's bad. It's real bad. But you build from it. You learn from your mistakes and you grow experience and you get more comfortable in front of microphones. And once you figure out audio levels and once you figure out production and realize, oh, I could get guests on here. Oh, I could add a clip here. Oh, I could put in some sound effects here. It starts becoming easier. But the hardest thing is to just go ahead and do it. You know, for anybody that doesn't have any audio experience or any radio experience at all, anyone can start a podcast. It's just doing that first one. It was the hardest thing for me.
I agree. Before starting this podcast, Patrick and I talked about starting a podcast for about 4 or 5 months. We talked about it and we talked about it until we had a good idea. And then I pitched this idea to him and he liked it and we went ahead with it. But like it took us forever to get to that first stage. And even when we were setting stuff up, like to get to episode one and recording episode one. And like, I agree. This is episode 12 of our podcast, but episode one versus episode 12 are totally different things. Right. Episode one on our podcast, we had our intro music and then we literally dove straight into question one. No intro, no like no preface, no nothing. It was blunt force. So getting into it and figuring out the format, right? And the formula where you crack open a beer and then you talk about the beer and then you do some hate it or love it, right? We do our intro, we do our questions, we do our lightning round, we do more questions, and then we make fun of each other at the end. Like that, it's taking a while to figure that out. Is having a podcast easy? I don't think it's hard. Having a good, successful podcast can be hard.
Exactly.
But I think that's the trick.
I mean, I'm over 100 episodes now and I'm still not getting like the audience that I'm looking for. Maybe it might be on my own fault because another thing that's I think what the thing that's hard about it is trying to promote it without even spending your own money, because you can spend money on Facebook ads, but that doesn't do nothing.
And yeah, it does nothing.
You can try different things, but the best way to do it is just like keep up with your social media, I guess, and just try to be unique. I mean, like, anyone can just start recording themselves talk, but if you don't have a proper structure, I don't know if it's hard to have listeners or not.
I agree. And like without spending your own money, from my experience, the podcast that I've listened to, almost every single podcast that I've listened to has been from word of mouth.
Yep.
And I think that's a huge thing.
And you got to think about other stuff. Like, are you going to try to make it sort of like a doc series, or is it going to be fun and games, entertainment, comedy? There's all kinds of stuff that you have to think of. You can't do it all, because someone's going to be like this. Oh God, this guy's still talking. And yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I honestly, it's been hard and easy at the same time. Easy to record myself talk, but then difficult to figure out a proper structure. That's what I was
saying. Exactly. I couldn't agree more. Our next question here. Do you want to read the next question, Tim?
I will. What would you sing at karaoke night? This is an email from Jim.
Because he's 65 years old.
Okay. Is there a backstory to this or what?
I'm making fun of every listener that sends in a question via email, because only 65-year-olds use email anymore.
Yeah.
When's the last time you sent an email, Tim?
I sent one today. Well, with work, I had to send some stuff to police officers. Hey, what happened last night? I heard there were shots fired in Waterloo region.
Work doesn't count.
Okay, sorry. In regular life?
When's the last time you sent any a personal email?
Oh, geez. That's been a while.
Ha, exactly.
Yeah. I either DM or just, I don't know. I don't
really call text them.
Yeah. More like DM.
Facebook message them.
Exactly. I feel like messages taking over.
What was your song for karaoke, Tim? What song are you going to sing when we eventually do have a karaoke night?
When we do eventually have a karaoke night on Couch Potatoes, I will be singing We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sisters.
Yes!
That is my go-to when I'm at karaoke night, especially when I have a couple beers in me. I'm not gonna take it anymore. I need to hear We're Not Gonna Take It.
Why is that your go-to? That one?
That song, if that doesn't fire you up, you're in the wrong bar. If it doesn't fire you up and get you going, if you don't hear We're Not Gonna Take It at the end of the night, it's been a bad night.
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. I've never considered that one though, but that's a good one.
It's hard to sing though when you've had a couple of beers.
I think it's hard to sing normally.
Oh, it is. It's just bubbling. It's like, oh, we fight. Yeah. You'll
see. I love it. I love it.
What about you?
I've only ever been to one karaoke night. Like once ever. And mine is I had it and now I lost it.
Oh, come on.
Inner Ninja by Classified.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Because I fancied myself a rapper when I was younger. Now I realize that I am not a rapper. I have the complexion of mayonnaise. I'm aware. But it was a lot of fun. And I can still sing both of those rap verses, like word for word.
Interesting.
That's the only song I can do that with.
I didn't realize you were a rap guy, Abe.
I'm not. I know like four rap songs. Leave me alone.
You considered yourself a rap enthusiast?
Okay, listen here. I was 12. All right, shut up.
Different times, right?
Yeah, but like that is my go-to song. I can nail that out of the park on command.
A close second is Breakfast at Tiffany's. And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I don't know that song.
You don't what?
I don't know that song.
What are we doing here? We're going to karaoke night after this podcast.
I mean, you're kind of 4,000 kilometers away from me, but all right.
We will make it happen with time changes and kilometers of distance between us.
Let me look this song up right now. This is important.
You're going to love it.
See, like, I know I've heard the song before because the station that I'm working for, it's in a rotation. We play this song.
Yeah, it's right up your alley, man. Come on. You represent a brand that plays the music that you represent. Get it?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And I said, right. What about?
By Deep Blue Something?
Sure. I just know the song. I don't know the artist. I don't go that far into the documentary.
Well, is that the band?
Sure. Yeah, I think it is. It's like Blue
Oyster. Sure. You don't even know.
I just know the song because it just gets you going.
All right. Come on. I can't skip this ad on YouTube and it's killing me. Oh.
But no, it's a good, it gets the people going at karaoke. And Shout by the Azalea Brothers. I think that's how you pronounce their last name. But
who
is you know, you make me want to shout, throw your hands up and shout. God, what is wrong with you?
You would be
Inner Ninja, then you wouldn't sing any of these songs? Come on.
Inner Ninja's like a song from 2011, not 1988.
Or older.
Or older, yeah. Okay, so Breakfast at Tiffany's. Why is it called Breakfast at Tiffany's? Isn't Tiffany's like a jewelry store or a boutique?
I think it's based on a movie called Breakfast at Tiffany's. But yeah.
That makes sense. All right.
The last time I sang Breakfast at Tiffany's, my buddy tried to jump on stage and he broke the microphone, so we had to leave the bar. Of course he did.
I love that.
It was quite unfortunate. But he tried to fix it while he was getting thrown out, which was funny to watch.
How did he break it? Did he like just unplug it?
See, you know how stages have stairs and you're supposed to use those stairs to get up to the stage? He decided to avoid those stairs and just run and try to Superman on top of the stage. And it
didn't work. As you do. Well, that's a, yeah.
And when there's already a bunch of people on stage and then you decide to do that, there's going to be some mayhem. And what happened was he went headfirst into the microphone. It fell. Microphone fell off the stand. The stand like bent and stuff. And he tried to fix it. He just made it worse. And then we got kicked out.
I love it. Did you get like picked up by like your callers and dragged out too?
I just stepped off stage, dropped mic, and I was like, well, I best be going home now.
I love it.
And that's the last time I sang Breakfast at Tiffany's at karaoke. That's why my number one is We're Not Going to Take It, because if someone tries to kick me off stage when I'm singing that song, they're going out of the bar.
You're not going to take it.
I'm not going to take
it. Are you ready for some lightning round, Timothy?
Yes, let's do it.
Do you like being called Timothy or Tim?
It doesn't matter. You can
call me Timothy. It is.
Call me Timbo. Call me Tim.
Timbo. Timbery?
No.
Not that one, eh?
I don't like it.
Okay.
So the lightning round. I have to get my...
Lightning round. So I've decided, without Patrick's consent, that even if you lose, Timothy, Patrick has to do your challenge. Or the challenge that I have for you.
Yes. Yes.
That it only seems fair. He's the one not here. I should probably mention why he's not here today. So Timothy's here. Once again, thank you for joining me.
Yep, you're welcome.
But Patrick was at home and his internet kicked out and he doesn't have internet. And the guy who needs to come and fix our internet can't fix it because there's construction all along the front of his house. So he can't get his vehicle in to fix his internet. So like he might not have internet for another like 3 weeks. So I need to find some other guests for this show.
Interesting. For 3 weeks, yeah. He's not going to have internet?
Something like that. Something 2 or 3 weeks.
That's quite odd, but oh well.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. So Timothy's here with us. Let's get this lightning round started. Any questions before we go?
So you just answer them. You said 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, I got a timer here.
Okay, sounds good. And then I have to write down my answers too.
That is correct.
All right. Okay.
Three. Whoa, hold up. 3, 2, 1, go. Other than letters, name something people get in the mail.
Magazines.
Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold.
A building?
Yep.
Air conditioning building.
Name the happiest day in a woman's life.
Wedding.
Name something you would buy after getting engaged.
A house.
Name a type of insurance.
Desjardins.
Okay, that's it. That's your 5 questions.
I have a feeling that AC building and Desjardins not going to be on there because this is from an American poll, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, looks like someone's already won.
Yeah, that was okay. Okay, so let's add up your totals here. So question number one was, other than letters, name something people get in the mail. You said magazines, for which was the second answer, for 22%, which isn't bad. It's not bad.
What was the first one?
Junk mail or ads.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense. I don't think anyone reads a magazine anymore.
Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. You said...
I panicked. I hit the panic button.
I noticed! an AC building?
Yeah, I was just like, carrier dome, I don't know.
Is there a building that if you walk in and it's just an air-conditioned room? Is that all that it is? Like, I don't understand what this building is, Tim.
I thought you meant like the entire structure. I was just like, what? Okay, I'm sorry, but no, I really want Patrick to do something, so...
Okay. I see that. That is not on the list, I guess. Number one answer is doctor's office.
Okay.
Number two answer is work. Then you got classroom, DNV, hotel room. And the number six answer is igloo, which makes sense.
That does make sense. You'd think it'd be cold in an igloo.
You would but like they have a fire.
They do have a fire and it's always rising.
And it is, yeah. I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
Well, okay, if I'm not mistaken, don't you build the igloo and then build the fire? And then the fire like melts the inside of the igloo, which then goes down and freezes and then actually solidifies it more?
I don't know.
I think that's how igloos work.
I just know I remember seeing one and there was a fire in it. And I was like, well, that's interesting. Never asked the question how they did it, but I did want the answer, I guess.
It's magic.
So there's a big news for number two for my answers.
Yes, you got zero on that one. Okay. Name the happiest day in a woman's life. You said?
Wedding.
Wedding. That is the number one answer, which is married, technically, but I'll give that one to you for 41%. That is a big victory, my friend.
Sorry, what was the magazine again? 22, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just writing.
Yeah. Name something you would buy after getting engaged. You said?
House.
That is not on the list.
Ooh, zero.
This list has four items in it.
Oh, no. What are they?
Dress.
Oh. Makes sense.
Makes sense, yeah. Ring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes total sense, too.
Champagne or drinks.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense now.
And dinner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Damn it, Tim. Damn it, Patrick. You did it again. You screwed up.
And then your last question, name a type of insurance.
Zero.
You said, I can't believe you said this. You said Desjardins.
First thing that came to mind.
Which is an insurance company in Canada, right?
Yeah.
That is not on the list at all.
Was it State Farm or something? Or Farmers?
No, car insurance.
Oh, I thought, okay. I guess I lose this lightning round.
So it was car, health or dental, life, home, renters, flood, and then blackjack.
Oh, that kind of insurance. Not the company, just insurance company. In general. Okay. Well, now, if you don't beat 63%, I'm going to be very upset.
Not making any promises. 3, 2, 1, go.
Name a common candy bar component.
Chocolate.
Name the most annoying things other drivers do on the road.
Cut you off.
Name a state that has a lot of sports teams.
Alabama.
Name something you might be asked to bring to a friend's party.
Food.
Is there one more question?
Yep.
For what reason might you choose not to go to a new restaurant even after someone recommended it to you?
Cheapness. And that's it.
Okay. All right.
Whew. Okay. So number one, the question was?
Name a common candy bar component. And your answer was?
Chocolate.
Which was the number one answer at 36%.
Oh, yeah. Points,
all right, you're on a roll here. You're basically getting there. So then name the most annoying things other drivers do on the road. Your answer was?
Cut you off.
Which was the second answer at 26 points.
Yeah, what was the number one answer?
doesn't use their turning signal or their signal.
Oh yeah, that pisses me off so much.
Yeah, and then speed was number three. Drive too slow, tailgate, use cell phone, and loud music was number the last one on the list.
How slow are you driving that you can hear the person's music driving beside you?
Yeah, you're probably at like an intersection or something.
I suppose.
And then My Inner Ninja I guess. Playing in the background. You're like, oh, someone played it at karaoke.
You pull up, all you see is Abe just jamming out really, really hard to Inner Ninja.
My Inner Ninja.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. The third question
is, name a state that has a lot of sports teams. You said
Alabama, because Alabama football,
which is not on the list because Alabama is only known for their college football team. Number one answer was New York, 33 points.
Okay. So New York Red Sox, New York Yankees. Those are the only two sports teams I know from there.
First of all, it's the Boston Red Sox and the New York. So you're on a roll here. But yeah, like New York does have New York does have a lot of sports teams, then followed by California, Florida, Texas, Pennsylvania, and then Illinois. So all those states do have a lot of sports teams. But Alabama, I can see why you said it, because Alabama football is like always ranked number one, and
it's a pretty big thing.
Yeah, it's actually a huge deal. I've actually driven through that small 15,000 person town, which is just essentially a football stadium, and it's unreal.
I couldn't believe it. I love it.
Yeah. And then the last question was, and name something you might be asked to bring to a friend's party. Your answer was
food,
which is the number one answer at 33 points.
Heck yeah.
Drink / booze was the second. Date or more guests, chairs, music, party games. And the last answer was yourself. I just brought me alone. I'm here, everyone.
Yeah, hey, but isn't that the most annoying thing? Hey, what should I bring? Just yourself. No, I wasn't planning on bringing me, but thank you.
Yeah. Now,
I hate that.
If you would have just said chips, I think I would have allowed it. Because when someone says don't bring anything, they're probably going to bring a bag of chips with them.
That's what you do. That's when people say don't bring anything, they actually mean bring Tostitos.
Because like by the end of the night, you're like, oh, what are we going to do with all these chips? Everyone brought chips. So you have to like try to have to tell everybody, listen, you're bringing this, you're bringing that. You're not bringing chips because your taste in chips suck. That's what you got to do.
Yes.
And then no one's
you got like that no-name all-dress garbage? Like, what are you doing? Get your life together.
So I think you won.
There's still one more question, my guy.
Oh yeah, there is. For what reason might you choose not to go to a new restaurant even after someone recommended it to you?
I said too expensive. Cheapness.
Too expensive / budget was the second answer. Top second answer. First answer was bad reviews online. Too far away. Don't trust recommender. No babysitter. Do not like the cuisine, and bad part of town.
Okay. Digging it. So I got 21% on that. So let's do some math. I just want to see like how much I've kicked your butt.
My butt. Know? It's not my butt.
There's no risk in here for you.
There's no risk.
Oh, I got 116.
Yeah. And Patrick got 63. Way to go, Patrick.
I beat you by like 50 points. Dang it, Patrick. Get your life together.
It's like Patrick got struck by lightning and just couldn't figure it out.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, he couldn't figure it out. I agree. I was going to use this challenge for Patrick last week, but then I decided to make him run 6 kilometers instead because screw him. This week, he is going to have to take an onion, peel it, and then bite into it like an apple.
Ooh, that sucks. I'm happy.
So I never realized, like, you know, onions make you cry, but I was cooking the other day. I was cutting up an onion and like, I couldn't breathe. I was heaving, sobbing over my onions. Like, could you imagine biting into it like an apple?
I'm surprised you were able to find an onion at the grocery store, Abe.
Remember all right, shut time? Up, Timothy.
Remember the last time I know conversation? I don't know where you know where there, I am.
I asked. Let's be honest. I asked.
Okay.
It's fine.
Well, at least you're growing and getting more confidence at the grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to figure it out now. Okay. Don't judge me. I'm making tacos for dinner again.
Ooh, did you find the taco seasoning?
No, I don't need taco seasoning.
Oh, just ground beef and taco shells.
So I got ground beef, I got onions, I got peppers, I got salt and pepper, and then also have jalapenos.
Oh, nice.
And chili sauce.
Oh, there. You're golden. You're golden.
Right?
Yeah, you're golden.
I don't need some taco seasoning.
So yeah, that's good. And that sucks that Patrick has to eat an entire onion or just a bite.
So I'm going to make him take, eat half of it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Patrick.
Would you get heartburn from that? Is that what that is?
Oh, you probably.
Like, I don't know, but it was just going to suck.
Yeah, you'd probably 100% get heartburn. It'd be brutal.
Cool. Yeah. I'll send him some Tums in the mail.
It'll get there in 2 weeks. No big deal.
That's fine. It's fine. All right. Our next question comes from John via email again. In with a name like John, I feel like you're automatically 65 years old on a John Deere tractor.
John Deere.
That's what I imagine because my dad's name is John and that's him.
Does he have a John Deere tractor?
Yeah.
Nice.
A question is, what was your first job? Timothy, what was your first job?
Oh, geez. My first job was putting up posters for the Aurelia Opera House. Poster. I was a poster boy.
What?
Oh, yeah. This is a real thing.
I thought like people volunteered to do that in their spare time.
Oh, I got paid. My mom was a manager at the Aurelia Opera House. I'm from Aurelia, Ontario. So just a little backstory of myself. And she worked at the Aurelia Opera House. And so every time there was a new show, they needed someone to put up posters in the local community. And that was me. I would walk around with about 50 posters going to someone's business and be like, hello, sir or madam. I am with the Aurelia Opera House and these people are performing. Would you care for a poster in your window? And they either said yay or nay. Most of the time they said no. But you can't say no to like a 13-year-old boy. So like,
yeah, I bet you're a really cute kid.
I tried my best. You know.
How old are you now, Timothy?
I'm 29. Turning.
Holy biscuits.
Yeah, there's a lot of biscuits in that number.
You're old.
Yeah. Thank
you. I mean, I'm sorry. You're not old, but like you're old. I thought Patrick was old. He's like 27.
You're what? 20? 21? 22?
20.
20. Jesus.
I turned 20 in April.
Oh, wow. Well, I turned 29. I turned 30 in November and I can't wait. I'm excited for my 30s. It's going to be a good time.
That's good, dude. I'm excited for you to really be old. I feel like when you turn 30, you're not allowed to use Instagram anymore. You have to strictly use Twitter.
That's starting to happen with work. It's like, how's your Twitter feed going? Oh, my Twitter feed's great. Are you posting lots of stuff? No, I'm not.
I hate Twitter. I can't stay. Okay, this is going to sound like the most like Gen X thing ever, but there's not enough flipping pictures.
Yeah, it's all right.
Like, I'm so tuned to pictures from Instagram and TikTok that like I want to scroll, I want to see something visual. I don't want to read words. What is that garbage?
Oh man, I can get lost in TikTok for a good 3 hours. I decided to download it. My videos are terrible. Like they do not compare to the stuff that's out on TikTok. I don't know how much time these people have, but I tell you, they entertain the shit out of me.
Yes. Several times in the past, like 2 days where like your legs fall asleep on the toilet because you're sitting there for too long on TikTok.
You're like, damn it. No wonder the US wants to ban TikTok. It's not because
they're
spying on everyone. It's just because no one's doing anything.
No one's doing anything. And then you stand up from the toilet and you just fall over because you can't feel your leg.
Yeah. Now try to do that when you're 29 years old. Then come to
break a hip on the way down.
Oh, no, my legs. What was your first job?
So it depends what you consider like a job. Like my first actual job where like I did safety papers and like actually got a paycheck. That was McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's for 3 years.
I heard. I was just going to say, I heard McDonald's when you're in high school or younger or whatever, whenever you started it was always a good gig. I had friends
that worked
at McDonald's and they said they loved it. Not just because of the food, just because of just working at McDonald's.
So like the main reason it was great for working in high school and in college is they're very flexible with your hours. Where like, hey, like as long as you let them know ahead of time or like, hey, here's my availability, here's where I can work, they'll bend their back around that most of the time. Like it's not a great place to work. Like just like you'll get the occasional boss or manager that doesn't know what they're doing and that's a piss off, but that's every place. Right. So like all in all, I love working there. I honestly did.
What were the discounts like? Cause I always heard that the discounts were insane and they went by a hierarchy. you'd get a certain class of card every time you moved up in the McDonald's chain. Is that true, or are people just yanking my chain?
So that might have been true when you were my age, but like when you were my age, I was in like grade.
I was a little
flipping six. Yes, I was in grade six when you were my age. So like maybe it was true then. Now it's not true anymore. Every employee gets a what's called a platinum card, and then that gets you 50% off every meal that you purchase.
That's
so as long as you get like an extra value meal, you get a Big Mac meal, you get that for half price.
Peace out, radio. Hello, McDonald's griddle.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was incredible. So when I started working at McDonald's, a Big Mac meal was $9.05. So like you could eat for like $4.50, and it was incredible.
It's a lot of Big Mac.
It's a lot of Big Mac. Yeah.
So you went from McDonald's, and then where did you push off to?
From there, I went to Tim Hortons.
Oh, what a change.
Right? So the reason I went from McDonald's to Tim Hortons is because they offered me full-time work instead of just part-time during the summer, except I was doing overnights. And my coworker was unpleasant.
Okay.
So I lasted a month there. And then from there, I went to Domino's, worked there for 2 months. Domino's,
there we go.
And then I was working there and somebody came in to pick up their pizza and they're like, hey, I work at the Central, a restaurant like just down the road, and we're looking for more servers with your friendly demeanor. You should like drop off an application ASAP. So I dropped off an application and a week and a half later, I was working there. Worked there for 9 months. And then college happened and yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, I don't need to work anymore. I'm a college man.
Well, no, I got another job, but like in like broadcasting, I worked at a place that did music for bowling alleys.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me that. That's pretty cool. That's really cool.
It's a pretty sweet gig.
And that was based in London, right? That company outside of London or something?
Yeah, it was right in London on the corner of Adelaide and Oxford. So we provided music for hundreds of bowling alleys across Canada and the States. And I would host the show. Like people in like Texas or Pennsylvania or Alberta would hear my voice.
What about Alabama?
Yes, we had a few in Alabama as well.
Okay, that's good. As long as Alabama's covered, I'm happy.
Alabama's covered. Yeah. We got the football state covered.
Boom. Roll time.
Okay, let's answer this last question. I don't know why did I tell you my entire job history?
I don't know. I just said I put up posters and you went on a huge tangent about hospitality. I was like, okay, here we go. This guy likes to cook.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. So the last question is, what would you name your boat if you had one? Kevin said this on Facebook.
So I saw this question and I chose it because I thought it would be fun. And then I proceeded to not think about what my answer would be. So I have no idea. What would your answer be?
You have no idea what your boat would, you would, wow, I can't speak.
No, you can't do the English.
I can't do the English. What would I name a boat if I had one? Well, first of all, I don't think I would ever want a boat because I've heard more horror stories about owning boats than not owning boats. But I think I would have to name it like something weird, like Tabitha or something. Or
Tabitha, I like that.
Or you know what? Tiffany. So I can have breakfast on the boat every single morning until this.
So you can have breakfast at Tiffany's. I love that.
Breakfast at Tiffany's would be a good name too. I don't know. Tabitha or something like that. I don't know.
Tabitha. My immediate response was going to be like Bertha.
Bertha, okay.
Because Bertha's good. But I think I'm going to go with a more traditional pirate name.
Ooh.
This one caught my eye a while ago. I didn't make this up myself. I forget where I saw it though. I would call it the Bumblebee of the Sea.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then like with yellow and black stripes all the way around it, it's pretty good.
Oh, you go all out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like
and if there's an actual sail on it, that's getting painted too.
I don't know, man. There's something about owning a boat that I don't want to.
Oh, I agree. 100%. There's nothing in me that wants a boat. No, they're dangerous.
Well, like if you don't winterize it properly, it's not going to work. So I've heard like when you try to,
yes, in the summertime, you're right.
It's like, oh, well you didn't winterize it and ice destroyed it. Okay, cool, cool, cool.
I've got a horror story. One time, I forget exactly when, we were going out in my brother's boat. And you know how, so like there's the actual boat and at the back, there's a flat part and there's a plug, mm-hmm. Right? And the plug goes from the outside and it's to drain water that gathers in the back of the boat once you pull it out. he forgot to put that plug back in.
Oh no.
So we back the boat into the water and we're about to take off, and it just like it starts sinking, but very, very slowly. Oh, shoot. And like we're just like, what do we do now? So I literally got down on my hands and knees and like covered the hole with my hand, trying to keep this water from coming out while we drove the boat back in. We didn't sink, nobody died, but I never want to go on a boat again. It's the short story.
I like boats, just don't want to own them. I love being on the water. Being on the water is awesome. But like, I don't want to personally own the boat. And I don't know about people that like own boats that you can sleep on. I don't know about that.
I don't like that. I don't like, I know the water's magical and it's great and all, but I don't like being in water. I've heard too many horror stories and I've played too many video games where like even in video games now, if I have to swim underwater, I hate it. It's the most anxious ridden thing in the world.
I can imagine. But yeah, no. Tabitha, Tiffany. That sounds good.
I like Tabitha. That's the good ring to it.
Yeah. Or just no name. Just it doesn't have
and then no paint it all yellow with no name.
I feel like there'd be some sort of somebody coming up to me and suing me if I did that. But
free advertising, dude. Come on now.
But yeah, that's what I got for you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin, for sending in that question.
Thank you much, Kevin. Really? I'm sorry. I know I'm just a guest host. I'm sorry.
No. Sass him up. It's fine. Besides, Kevin, I need to know, are you the Kevin that got lost like 3 times when you were a kid? Did your parents leave you somewhere from vacation? Did they leave you at home when they went to Florida? How did that go?
Deep pool?
It's a deep cut. Deep pool?
Deep
pool. I love it.
We're talking about boats, so I figured, you know, like water, boat.
Do you put a boat in your pool?
Why not? I'm sure someone.
I'm very concerned.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's done it before.
How many beers have you had?
I woke up from a nap, cracked this bad boy open. Been flying high ever since.
Flying up, yeah, buddy. If you're like Kevin or John or Jim or Cameron and you want to send us an email, you can do that on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at CouchPotatoes19. Or if you're like John, you want to email us because you're 65.
You said if you want to email us on Instagram. I didn't realize that was an option.
I'm very tired. I need a beer. No, if you want to email us, you can do that at wearethecouchpotatoes@gmail.com. But Timothy, where can we find your stuff?
You can find Tall Talk Podcast on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, or anywhere you can find your favorite podcast. Or if you want to start up a new one, you can just really go anywhere. If you type in Tall Talk Podcast on Google, a million things pop up, which is really crazy. I didn't realize if you had a SoundCloud account, other podcast providers will have it. You can find it on iHeartRadio as well and all kinds of stuff. But yeah.
I love that. Literally, I went to Google, I typed in Tall Talk, and the second link is Tall Talk's podcast stream on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
That's your thing. That's incredible. What happens if I type in Couch Potatoes?
You're not going to like it.
I'm not going to like it at all.
Yeah.
Nope. So the first link is Canadian Couch Potato, your complete guide to index investing.
And then there's another one from Global News. Apparently, I searched it this morning. I was like, "This is some BS here. These aren't
yeah.
potatoes.
This is ridiculous." Oh, and it's an entertainment podcast. Like they look at movies and TV shows. That's garbage. That's ridiculous. I feel ripped off.
If I just typed in couch potatoes, you guys popped up. It was different. But if I typed in the couch potatoes, it wouldn't.
Oh,
the difference. You're when I typed in couch potatoes, your website showed up, which was awesome. I was happy to.
Mine didn't. That's very concerning.
I'm not lying to you, man. I swear to God, I typed in couch potatoes and I found yours on the first page of Google.
What if I type in couch potatoes podcast?
Podcast. Oh,
it's not here.
Oh, what?
Okay. Well.
Anyways, you're there.
If you want to find us online, we do have a website, and the website is couchpotatoespodcast.com. I worked very hard on the website. Please go appreciate it.
It looks beautiful, by the way.
I like the blues, the navies. Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
I spent too much time looking at color palettes. Anyways, that is the podcast. Thank you very much for joining me, Timothy Hurt.
You are very welcome. This has been a Timbo slice. It's been quite enjoyable.
Been a what?
A Timbo slice. It's not a slice unless it's a Timbo slice.
I'm just going to breeze. I don't know how to acknowledge that.
You're just so confused right now.
PC
brain.
Well, thanks for joining us. There was an outro that I was supposed to say, but that's it. Ta-ta.
See you later.
That's the podcast. Dun, 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 dun. You gotta continue the song.
Dun 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 dun